This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
And it is that time of the week. It's Friday. It's time for a Sound of Merseyside. John Gibbons joins us as per usual. John, the live music scene across Merseyside, it is genuinely one of the most exciting in the country, isn't it?
Oh yeah, always kind of has been really, but especially at the moment, it just seems really diverse. There's just a lot of talent going on. There's new labels popping up. There's new kind of pop-up venues all the time. And there's really exciting, very, very annoyingly young bands like Spin, who we've got in this morning, who are just like kind of getting worldwide attention now through things like Spotify. So we've had the guys in before, but since then they've gone from strength to strength. So it's good to get them in again and to hear about how they've done.
Now, can I elaborate? It is Spin with two N's, right?
It is, yeah.
Because there's a Spin with one N, and from memory, they're an American band, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking of the Spin Doctors.
There's a Spin with one N, but you're Spin with two N's.
It's good to be able to differentiate yourself on Google.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's what a lot of bands do now.
It's the same name as a brand of coffee, I think, Spin. Or coffee machine, because I was really vain once and Googled it.
It's a van
came up with a coffee machine. It's a what?
It's a van rental service, I've heard.
Oh,
as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
So two ends.
Joining me in the studio is van rental service, coffee machine, band, Spin, and I'm reading the words of Ellie Ward here on littleindieblogs.co.uk. Spin are a new young Liverpool band who are about to release their second single, which is out in tomorrow, is it?
It was yesterday.
Sorry. Let me see, is it December? It is December. My head's away. Formed last year, been working the way around the Liverpool gig circuit, and you've got really good airplay across the world as well. So lads, tell us how, when, where, how, what makes you want to join a band? Because I've always looked at it specifically now. Spotify's brilliant, and like John said there now, get you worldwide recognition.
Yeah.
But you don't get the same money like you used to get years ago, right? You probably get a fraction of what people used to get on streaming services and on CDs as well. What makes you want to join a band?
It's the passion for the music, man. You know, oh my God, that's so pretentious. What made me join a band, I think, I went to see the Arctic Monkeys when I was like 15. And Alex Turner, like, kind of done this weird hair flick and a load of girls screamed. I was like, wow. But I mean, usually if girls scream when they see me, it's usually for the opposite reason. It's probably this jacket, which is bright yellow.
I know, but he has, you know, you definitely have that vibe for you. Myself and John, two people who do radio where nobody can see you, and there's a reason for that, right? Sean, you're the bass player in the band.
Yes.
Tell me how bass players are received now. The drummer was always seemed to be a little bit mad. The lead singer, a little bit egotistical, as Jonathan has just proven. What position does the bass player take?
I mean, I think he's just a sort of cool, laid-back guy.
Speak to the camera.
You know.
Speak to the mic, boy.
Hey. Sorry. Yeah, the bass player.
He called it the camera.
It's too early for Johnny.
It's nerves.
But yeah, like, the bassist just here to look after the lead vocalist, I think. You know, make sure he, you know, stays right and, you know, off the off the substance.
Sean Macker, the bass smacker.
Right.
I don't drink.
The bass player is the engine of the band.
Exactly.
Though,
he's a driving force.
Keeps everything going.
Right, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break because we have bills to pay. And after we get back from the break, we're going to hear from you. We're going to hear a little bit. What are you going to play for us?
It's the new single, She Takes Her Time, but I can't remember the guitar, so you're going to have to bear with.
Right, so tell you what, I'll give you a couple of minutes, you can do a bit of practice. This is the first time I am live in a studio, at least, going to hear a band physically practicing right in front of me. It's next on Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk.
You can tell I've no musical background whatsoever. I watched the band rehearse for the first time ever just there now. John, is it normally that exciting?
But sometimes even more so, Connie, you know.
Wow.
That was pretty wild, to be fair.
Listen, honestly, there was girls in here throwing themselves at them. There was fellas in here throwing themselves at them. You know, it was incredible watching them rehearse. I am joined by a new Liverpool band, Spin with two N's.
Hello.
Give us a background to yourselves, boys, if you can, as to how you met, how you became a band. I'm joined by the lead singer Johnny and also the bassist and glue of the band Sean as well.
That's the one.
How did we start? Basically, I went to school with Andy, who's a bit hungover this morning, so can't be here. God rest his soul.
Is he listening at home?
I hope
probably.
So.
Yeah,
because I'm very disappointed in him.
Andy, you're
Andy.
Andy,
we're all disappointed in you.
I was looking forward to meeting you, Andy, too.
No, he's got the coolest hair as well. And that's pretty hard with Sean's blonde afro. But anyway, we met in school, me and Andy, and then he left my school, and he met Sean. Amazing. Next thing you know, I got a message off him like, yo, dude, want to start a band? I was like, sweet, let's do it. That's what happened.
Yo, dude, want to start a band?
I get texts like that all the time.
Oh, John, you hanging out with these youngsters? You showed down with the kids.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable. Look,
trendy.
Let's get a quick look at where you're playing live, how we can see you live before we actually get a little bit of that experience.
Well, we're actually playing Birmingham today, aren't we?
Been on a nationwide tour.
We
went to Scotland, which is great. But next Liverpool date, I'm really not sure.
It'll probably be the EP launch, where we're planning on releasing, you know, a 4-track EP around March time. So there'll be a big gig in Liverpool around that time too.
Have I got the 15th of December in Power Street Studio? Would that be right?
No, that was last year.
Am I reading last year's biog on you? Yeah,
right. You're in Bristol next week, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in Bristol. Yeah. That'd be cool. And then I mean, the next gig's like in a few minutes, probably, right here, right now.
So get down if you can.
Well, look, having worked, I know extensively today and over the last wee while, I've been working in Radio City Talk, doing the talking bit, talking about sport and news and stuff. But previous to that, my previous life was as a proper DJ in the youngster station and Radio City next door. And I can say that having interviewed pretty much, well, everybody, it's sort of this louche flamboyance you have. It's very Razor Light esque.
We've had that one. So actually, I used to work in Anfield as a waiter, and one of the chefs used to call me Razor Light. I've never listened to them, but like,
it's before their time, John.
Yeah,
was it?
Exactly. With Wood Old Mate. I'm sorry.
This disgusts me, but in a good way. Lads, listen, you're going to perform for me now. You're performing your new single. Tell me a very little tiny bit about it before we go to the news, and then we get the single out of the way.
It's called She Takes Her Time, and it was out yesterday, so go check it out on all streaming services.
You are listening to Spin, who have had thousands of plays across the world on the Spotify and indeed the streaming services. This is their next gig. As in right now.
Yeah,
you can go give them a search. Spin with two N's. This is their new single. I'm joined by Sean McLaughlin and also Jonathan Quinn. This is Spin on Radio City Talk.
Are we now?
This is now. Yeah, do you see the bit where I said this is Spin on Radio City Talk?
I thought it was like after the news. Okay, I'm ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. I can't play the guitar.
Within each kiss there lays a bite. Within each word she speaks, enough to keep you up at night. Her lips like wine.
I got the chords wrong here. She's eloquent. Andy, where are you, lad? In every sense intoxicates my mind.
If she told me that the sky wasn't blue, I wouldn't doubt her even for a little while. And I was always told that she takes her time. Within it, look, she'll read your mind. And once she's in there, you know you will find her intertwined with every thought.
She's done it again. Eloquent in every sense, intoxicates my mind.
Ooh. If she told me that the sky wasn't blue, wouldn't doubt her even for a little while. And I was always told that she takes her time.
I'm gonna cut that there because
I'm sorry,
Merseyside.
You don't have to apologise. First of all, vocally it was absolutely spot on. The backing singers were absolutely spot on, and this going to show just exactly what it means and what it has to be part of a band, because the lead guitarist Andy Power decided not to bother coming in today, so it meant that you had to diversify. It says here on the screen in front of me, Johnny, you're a vocalist. Yes, you are, but you're normally a rhythm guitarist.
Well, I've recently retired from that role and went full Mick Jagger in my duties. So.
Right. Okay. So we can give you a bye ball. We can actually say, listen, it was well worth you coming in. Listen, can we wish you well? Because I have to say, I've heard live bands and I've heard extremely famous live bands do performances in front of me that weren't that astute and put together, despite the fact
I really liked the acapella as yeah. well. Like, that was really cool.
You should built up to the chorus.
You should think about the yeah. chording it all out. Like, I thought that really went really well.
If you hadn't have told us that you'd forgotten the chords, we would have thought, oh, this is a little sort of a cool
yeah.
indie thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of the plan, honestly.
Lads, listen, can I wish you well? It is Spin with two N's. They're on a nationwide tour at the moment in Birmingham at the moment. They've been to Scotland. This was Scotland as well. You can just go on, give them a listen. Spin, they're streaming across the world. They're well established now on Spotify.
Number 43 in Argentina for like a day. That was mad. in the Argentinian hype charts, number 43, the last single. Crazy.
So directed officially from the Diego Maradona fan club with us this afternoon, or indeed this morning I should say. Spin, lads, listen, I wished you well. Sean, quite good, quite lovely backing vocals.
Thank you.
He looks like a cherub, doesn't he, as well? Just kind
and,
of
and you're a bassist.
I am, yeah.
So you can diversify. You can do two things where he can't.
No. Yes. I can do 20 things at once. We
have magic. One of them things is being a big loser.
There you go. Infighting, John. Is this what you have to deal with?
Oh, it's terrible.
Ban infight. Listen, lads, that is Spin. Go download it now. They have the single Bliss, which is out. That was last year. And also She Takes Your Time, which is a single you just heard.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.